I am here to espouse the strength and value of group creativity. Mankind's greatest achievements have been the products of groups, not individuals. The personal computer, the moon landing, creation of the internet and the World Wide Web, the robotic surgery, the list is endless. Many were collaborations across the globe, often in different languages, people working online these days to come to solutions to complex issues and problems. And I offer as evidence of that power this room. Look at this. Look at what we have now. This is what we had before. How many of you never saw the before? All right? It's almost beyond description. You've got to picture one, that window's not there at all. There's a big baptismal font, which weighed a ton, made out of fiberglass, sitting in its place. And then the minister and the is up on the, you know, the, it's a stage kind of thing. Had to go up and down. Not very accessible, of course. It was very dark, drab. This doesn't do justice. It's really orange shag carpet. Ugly stuff. My only regret is I didn't save a square yard of that just so when Pledge comes along, we could hold that up and say, look, it worked. So how does this all happen? Any successful project begins with a dream. This is from Carl Sandburg, for those who can't see it. Nothing happens unless first a dream. And what we learned to do, I think, was to have a creative, collective dream as a group. It was an interesting process. There was a lot of challenge to pulling this off. It wasn't always easy, but it worked. It really, really worked. And I have to admit, first of all, I was wrong on a lot of parts of this when I first started talking. I wasn't this ambitious. And I was thinking, you know, well, we could get rid of the pews, put in some chairs, good carpet. You know, wow. But the group process worked. We had several very good leaders at the time who led different parts of this. I mean, just the whole thing of where are we going to get the money? Am I not right that this is paid off? We've paid for this already. We're done. This is paid for. We're cool. And all progress and all creativity, according to at least Picasso, begins with destruction. Think about that. What's that mean? You got to give up something. Well, what we gave up is the baptismal font. All right? The old dark walls, the carpet, and that happened as a group effort. And I offer as evidence a photograph of my wife with a sledgehammer, all right, a mask, and gloves. Don't mess with this woman. She handles hammers. It's my favorite photograph. One of my favorites, anyways. I keep it on my desk all the time. Keeps me humble. But the short of it is, when we pull together, we can make great things happen. And if you trust the process, there were lots of disagreements along the way. I saw these chairs and I said, oh, those are terrible. They're industrial things. How comfortable are those? I love them now. You know, I was wrong on that. I was wrong on the carpet. You know, but look at what we ended up with when the group went together. And then once we made a decision, I think pretty well the whole congregation was 100% by it. They wanted to make it succeed. So that's my little bit for the whole thing. I do hope you'll later come down, look at our exhibits downstairs, and enjoy a little coffee and some other beverages. But have a great day. It's been a lot of fun.